Today's daf is Harya's daf Yud Beis, the third to last daf in Seder Nezikin Talmud Bavli. We are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis towards the bottom. And after today's shiur, I'll be traveling a little bit, so the next 2 days will be put up. Next 3 days we put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up again with Zvachim Daf Gimel. But anybody who's there, I'll be in giving the daf on Sunday morning in Jamaica Estates. If anybody's around, would like to come to join us, that's Sunday morning. I think it's about 8:30. But either way, right now we're on Yud Aleph on the base. About 10 lines up from the bottom. Ves Yeho Achaz. Just one ha'ara from yesterday. I didn't get to read it inside. I said it quickly, so maybe I'll just read it right now. The Briska Rub talks about the differences between Malchus Beis David and Malchay Yisrael. We know throughout most of Sefer Malachim, from the times of Shlomo's son Rechavam, through the middle of Malachim Beis, right, there were two lines of Malchus. There was Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Yehuda. Malchi Yisrael were there from Yeravam ben Nevat all the way down. Originally, they were meant, as it's clear from the Pesukim, as a punishment for Shlomo, as a punishment for Rechavam, for not listening to his advisors. And there was a line, the Rishonim discussed what exactly was supposed to happen. The Radak writes in one or two places, the Abarbanel, that at a certain point it was supposed to go back to one Malchus, but they didn't. Almost all of them were not following the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it ended up just being for a long time until ultimately Sancherev sent them all into Galus, all of the Asar Shvatim. Yehudim and Yamin were with Malchus of Yehuda, under Rechavim, under David and Malach's descendants. At times it was very tenuous. There was only one descendant left in the days of Yoash, but Hashem promised that it will never be decimated altogether because he is the chosen king. And that's exactly what the Briska Rav talks about here in Parsha Shoftim, where he talks about the differences in Halacha between Malchus Beis David and Malchi Yisrael, the major one being what we had on yesterday's daf. Malchus Beis David is anointed with the Shemana Mishcha, while Malchi Yisrael do not have to be anointed. That already shows, what does anointing mean? Anointing means it's a status. It's a special status. So Malchus Beis David has the status. They are kings. They are halachic kings. Malchi Yisrael, they are rulers. Are they recognized? At least at the beginning, they were recognized. Hashem sent Achia Shiloni to tell Yeravam to be the leader. But there's definitely differences. Right? The halach of Ein Yeshiva Bazara El Malchus Beis David Bilvad, which some Rishonim say is a Din Daraisa, Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph, says that's a halach of Moshe B'Sinai, that only Malchus Beis David are allowed to sit in the Azara. So again, what's the fundamental difference? The Yesod HaDavar Mishum, the Malchus Beis David Nivchara, Kedachsib B'Kama B'Komos B'Kra, Ubi Yesod HaDin Shal B'Chira Nomar Derak Lohem HaMalucha V'Lo La'Cherim, V'Yal Kein, Afta B'Gam Malchi Yisrael, Taras Melech Aleihem, but they're not the Melech HaNivchar. And that's what he gets from the Mechilta. The Mechilta in Parshas Bo compares and parallels Yerushalayim and Malchus Beis David. Achlo Nivcha Yerushalayim, Haisachal Eretz Yisrael, Kshir Elam Izbachos. Misha Nivcha Yerushalayim, Yotzas Eretz Yisrael, Shenemar, Hisham Alecha, etc. So is Yerushalayim, it's Aaron, which is definitely a chosen group. Achlo nivchar David, how you call Yisrael kshirim lamalchus. Misha nivchar David, yatsu kol Yisrael. So you see the parallel between Yerushalayim and Aaron HaKohen and David HaMelech, midame bechiras malchus beis David, bechiras kunav Yerushalayim, the idea of bechira yatsu kol Yisrael v'nifsalu limelucha. Right, and that is what the Rambam also writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shin Samach Beis. He quotes, it's David Vizaro, and this is an important principle that we learned from yesterday's daf, the difference of Mishicha. Okay, so let's continue now. We did mention that Mishicha is needed if there is a machlokas. Really, a melech ben melech does not require Mishicha, but if there is a machlokas, so then there would be a requirement of Mishicha. I didn't get to mention the Menchas Chinuch's great ha'ara. Menchas Chinuch has a suffix whether Mashiach is going to need Mishicha. Right, whether Malchus Beis David, as we know, there's not going to be, the Maker Adin, does not need Mashiach. What about Mashiach? Mashiach is David HaMelech's descendant. So technically, Mashiach shouldn't need Mashiach. So it's ironic that we call him Mashiach, right, if it doesn't need Mashiach. Or maybe because there's been such a long break, maybe he will need Mashiach. Is there going to be a machlokes? L'chora, there won't be a machlokes. But Eliyahu HaNavi will tell us who Mashiach is. Nobody's going to argue with him, right? So l'chora, there won't be a machlokes. But either way, that's his suffix about whether Mashiach will need Mashiach, and if he's not, so then maybe we should call him by a different name. David ben Malchus based David, whatever the Tzeh or Geza Yishai, right, the different Lashonos from Sefer Yeshayahu. Okay, either way. So we continue now. So we're discussing the Brisa that spoke about certain people who required Mashiach. Says the Gemara, Ve'es Yehoachaz. About 10 lines up from the bottom. Ve'es Yehoachaz Ve'vrei Yehoyakim. Two sons of Yoshio HaMelech. Yoshio had three sons that became the king, one after another, and then there's a little break, and then another one, as we'll see in the middle. But Yoshio, as we know, was a tremendous king. He was very righteous. At the end of his life, it's not clear why he didn't listen to the Navi, but he did a tremendous tshuva movement during his Malchus, and there was really a pendulum. Malchus Yisrael were basically evil. Malchus based David went back and forth and back and forth, right? It went with, I think it was Yotam, and then it was Achaz, and then Chizkiyahu, and then Menashe, back and forth and back and forth, righteous and wicked, righteous, wicked. So then towards the end, it was just all downhill after that. So Yehoachaz, Yoyakim, we discussed this back in Sanhedrin, all the terrible things that many of these kings did, and we discussed it all in the Navi Shirim, in Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu, the ways that they tried to anger Hashem, these children of Yoshiyahu. So Yehoachaz, the Pasuk says, the Brisa says, needed Mashiach because he was king before his older brother. So usually the oldest son should be the king. So because he was becoming king before his older brothers, that was like going to be a machlokas, and that's why he needed anointing. Says the Gemara, Umi Kashish Minei, is he really older than him? Right? Was Yehoyakim really older than Yehoachaz? And that's why Yehoachaz needed Mashiach. But don't we learn in Divrei Hayamim, where a lot of the parallel psukim to Sefer Malachim are found? Ubnei Yoshiyahu, who are the children of Yoshiyahu? Habachar Yochanan. Hasheni Yehoyakim. The second one was Yehoyakim. Hashlishi Tzidkiyahu, Haravi Shalom. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, who Shalom, who Tzidkiyahu. Three and four on the list of the same person. Who Rabbi Yochanan, who Yehoachaz. And Yochanan is the same as Yehoachaz. So you see, Yochanan is the oldest. So if Yochanan is Yehoachaz, then Yehoachaz was older than Yehoyakim. So what do you mean Yehoyakim was older? And that's why Yehoachaz needed Mashiach. No, if you say these are the identification, then the Pasuk is saying that Yehoachaz was really older. Answer, La'olam Yehoyakim kashish. Really, Yehoyakim was older, and that's why Yehoachaz needed Mashiach. Umay Bechar, what does it mean that in the other Pasuk that Yochanan was the Bechar, Bechar Lamalchus. He was the first one to be the Melech. That's why he calls him the Bechar. He wasn't the oldest, right? Really, Yehoyakim was older than him, but he was Bechar Lamalchus. And that's why he uses that Lashon in the Pasuk of Divrei Hayamim. Says the Gemara, Omi Malchi Zutri Mekami Kishishi, was the younger ever given Malchus before the older? Like a Lavan type of a statement. Vaksiv Vesamam Lacha Nasan Lo Yehoram Kihu HaBechar. Right, it says the Bechor is the one that's always chosen. So by Yehoram. So Yehoram Mamali Makam Avosav Hu. Yoyakim Lav Mamali Makam Avosav Hafe. It goes by the older one if he steps into the shoes of the father. But if he can't, so then he is not an automatic, and that's why in our case the oldest one did not become the king. Omar Mar Hu Shalom. I have to check again, but I think it was the only time that there was two kings, Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Yehuda, with the same name at the same time. I think it was Yehoram, right? I think I think sometimes it's called Yoram, sometimes Yehoram, but at the same time, they have there was an overlap between these kings. Amar Mar, who Shalom Tzidkiyahu, who Yochanan, who Yehoachaz, right? So they were all the same, these two and these two are the same person. Fachar Chad Kachashiv, but doesn't it say in the Pasuk, this is number two, this is number three, this is number four? How can you say three and four are the same person? If it says this is three and this is four, Dichsev Hashlishi Vaharavi. So answer, my Shlishi Shlishi Labanim. When it says Sidkio was third, so it means he was the third child, the third son of Yoshiyahu. But it also calls him Ravi, and it says Shalom is the same person. Umay Ravi, Ravi Lamalchus. He was the fourth descendant of Yoshiyahu, who was the king, but he was the third son of Yoshiyahu. How did that work? Because one of Yoshiyahu's grandchildren was king third, right? And then the third son was king fourth. Demeikara Malach Yehoachaz, first Yehoachaz, who was not the oldest, as we said, Ulubasof Yehoyakim, Ulubasof Yechanya, who was Yehoyakim's son, right? It was a grandson that was king for a little bit. Right, the Pesukim describe how one of these kings was only for a few months, and then I think Yehoyakim was 11 years, and then Yechaniah, who was the grandson, Ulubasov Tzidkiyahu, and then the last king of Malchus Yehuda was Tzidkiyahu, so he was the third son, but the fourth king. That's how you read the pasuk. Tanu Rabbanan, who Shalom Tzidkiyahu? V'lama nikra shmo Shalom, why was he called Shalom? Shohaya Meshulam B'maisav. He was complete in his actions. Rashi, second to last Rashi, the tzadik gomer havei bal maisim tovim. He was righteous and he was a full of maisim tovim. Again, at the end of his life, he rebelled. He didn't listen to Yirmiyahu. He rebelled against the Bavel. He followed. He went along with Mitzrayim. So again, he did some things wrong at the end of his life. But as the Gemara itself points out, the Gemara in Chelek says that Tzidkiyahu was righteous while his dor was not righteous, and he was nimshach after his dor. And that's why he couldn't hold strong against them. He couldn't stand up to them. Igad Amre, or other opinions. Shalom, Shashama Malchus Beis David Miyamav, or Shalom, because the Malchus Beis David was finished in his door, right? He was the last one. Umashmo, what was his real name? Matanya Shmo. Shneamar, Matanya was his real name, as the Pesukim described in the last parak of Nevi'im Rishonim, Malachim Beis Perach Avdalit, Vayamlech Melech Bavel Est Matanya Dodo Tachtav, right? Matanya, who would Tzidkiyahu, who was the uncle of Yehoyachin, right? As we just said, that it was the grandson, right? It was his nephew that was king first. That's why he was king third. And Nebuchadnezzar was Mamlech Matanya instead of him. Vayasev Eshmo Tzidkiyo. And he called him, he changed his name to Tzidkiyo. Nebuchadnezzar changed the name of Matanya to Tzidkiyo. Why? Chazal tell us, Amalei, Ka Yatzdik Alecha Es Adinim Timrod Bi. Tzidkiyo, Nebuchadnezzar is basically saying, I'm just doing what God wants. Right, I receive signs that I'm supposed to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So, you know, Hashem will be matzdik, will defend me if you rebel against me. Right, you have no right. He went above and beyond. Right, he did way more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu had wanted him to. Right, and that's why throughout history, all of the enemies that Hashem, so to speak, has prophesied, has told his Nevi'im that we were going to be in a problematic state, in a subjugated state, whether it's Paro, whether it's Sancheriv, whether it's Nebuchadnezzar, all of them, right, they were, so to speak, fulfilling the word of God. But they each went above and beyond, as the Ramban writes in Sefer Bereishis, and that's why they were punished, even though they were fulfilling, so to speak, what Hashem wanted. But this is what he says to he named the Tzidkiyo to say, Hashem will be Masik Vidin, Im Timrod B, and therefore, you know, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Viksiv, Vigam Bemelach Nebuchadnezzar, Marad Asher Ishbiyo, Beelokim. Right, Tzidkiyo, Matan, you rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, even though he had taken a Shvua. Remember the unbelievable thought that the Be'er Yosef has. We mentioned this in the Haggadah Shir, it's coming in the Parsha Shiurim, describing how the first sign that Moshe was given to bring to Paro was a mate changing to a snake. You know, why was Dafka that the first sign? So the Be'er Yosef explains that Moshe was telling Paro, you think that you're just fulfilling the Bris Ben Abasarim. You're just being a staff in the hand of God. You're just a tool. You're not a tool. You're acting like a snake. Right, you're acting independently. The Gemara says that a snake acts independently, right, when he shoots his venom into his victim. You're not just a pawn. And Yeshayahu talks about that, and Yirmiyahu, talks about this more at length, right, describing Sancheriv and Nebuchadnezzar. You think you're just fulfilling the word of God. No, you're not. Right, throwing the babies into the river and killing Am Yisrael and destroying and massacring, that's much worse than anything that was forecast by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you will have to be punished. You will be punished for it. You will pay for it. Good. So that takes us through the Malchus Yehuda. Says the Gemara now. When we have Hashem and Amishcha, but one second, the Gemara said that Yehoachaz was anointed because of his older brother who wasn't going to be the king. But one second, they were children of Yoshiyahu. Didn't Yoshiyahu himself put the Shemen away? So how is there any shemen left? Right, Omi Havi b'shemen haMishkan. They didn't make any more shemen, even though it's a pasuk in the Torah about making more shemen. It's a mitzvah towards the end of Sefer Shmos. But Omi Havi b'shemen haMishkan v'atanya mishenignas haAron. When the Aron was nignas, the Brisa tells us nignas along with it shemen haMishkan, Vincent senes haMan and the bottle of Man umakalo shal Aron shkedeha upracheha and the staff of Aron that blossomed in the rebellion against Korach, the argas sheshalchu plishtim daron liYisrael, and also the box that the Plishtim sent the present when they sent the Aron back on the wagons with the cows. When the last time we spoke about this was, I think, Vodazar Chafei, when we spoke about the cows went straight by Yasharna. Either way, they went straight Yashar, or they sung Shira, right? We had a discussion, Sefer HaYashar. But, says the Gemara here, that though that present that the Plishtim sent back with the cows was also put away. Shine'emar, v'skleazav, asher shivosim lo, asham, tasimu ba'argaz, mitzido, v'shilachtem osiva halach. Right, so therefore, it's, you see that all these things were closed and were put away. Umi genazo, Yoshio melech Yehuda genazo. Yoshio hid it away, right, the father of all of these people. So how can you say the son was Nimshach b'shem haMishcha? Sheirah shekasa b'Torah. Yoshio saw in the Torah, in the Tochacha, Yolech Hashem oscha v'esmalchacha v'gomer, tziva v'ginzum. And he commanded, he didn't want the Bavel to capture the Aron like the Plishtim had done. Therefore he hid it. And he had all these things. Shine'emar v'yomer l'levim ha-mevinim l'chol Yisrael ha-kadoshim l'ashem. Interesting lashon, the levim that were mevinim, they gave bina. Mivinim, not the Mavinim, the ones that understand. Mivinim from Hifel, right? The ones that cause others to have Bina. L'chol Yisrael HaKadoshim Hashem. Tznuas Aron HaKodesh, Bebayis. Put the Aron HaKodesh in the house, Asher Banah Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael. Put the Aron there, right? The question is, it was already there. So what was he telling them? What, put the Aron? He's telling them to put the Aron somewhere, right? Not in the place where it was. Ein Lechem Masa B'Kasev. You're not going to carry it anymore. Atal Yivduas Hashem Elokeichem Es Amo Yisrael. Right, and therefore, you see that the Aron was put away. V'yamar Belazar, continuing, Asya, and all the other items in the list are learned out from Gzeirah Shavuos. Asya Shamsham, Asya Mishmeres Mishmeres, Asya Doros Doros. That teaches us the Man, and the Makel, and the Argas, it was all put together. So how can you say that Yehoahaz was anointed if there was no more Shemen HaMishcha? Answer, Amar Papa, Biafar Sama, Dachya. As we used Rav Papa yesterday, it wasn't the real Shemen HaMishcha. You're right, it was just balsam oil that was used, but it wasn't really the real bona fide Shemen HaMishcha that was put away in the times of Yoshio HaMelech. We discussed the different halachic issues of the Shemen HaMishcha. Also, the Menachas Chinuch has an important discussion about how exact we could be with the Shemen HaMishcha and the Ketores. You know, it's basically impossible for human beings to be exact, right? And therefore, ask the E.F. Charlotte Samtsem, to use the Gemara elsewhere. So the Menachas Chinuch wonders, how can one ever violate the Avera of making and smearing the Shemen HaMishcha if E.F. Shalat Samsem? It is only usher with the exact ingredients, with the exact amounts. So why would anybody ever be violate? And that's what the Menachas Chinuch says, Lo nitna Torah l'malach ha'asharis. Right? The Torah was, you're right, in certain contexts we say E.F. Shalat Samsem. When it comes to two animals coming out of the womb at the same time, and you want to know who's the Bechor or not, then we might say E.F. Shalat Samsem. Because that's not about a specific mitzvah, so we'll be makdish both of them. Okay, but, well, when it comes to matzah, E.F. Shalat Samsem, you can never do the mitzvah of matzah because you'll never know what a kezias is. You'll never know to be exact. No, we don't say that. We say we do our best, and lo nitna Torah l'malach ha'asharis. And therefore, so do here, by making and smearing the Shemen HaMishcha, that Avera, what can never be violated, of course it can be violated. Right, if you do the best you can, you measure, you say, and therefore one can violate that Avera. Rashi really tells us why the Mun was put away. It's a pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach. Right, the pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe, Tezayin Lamed Beis. Vayomer Moshe, Ze Adavar Shartziv Hashem, Milo Haomer Bimenu Limishmeres, Ludoro Sechem. Put a bottle of mun away. There's a bottle of mun hidden away. Here we bana base of this. We'll see what the mun looked like. Laman Yiruas Halechem Asher Achalti Eschem Bamidbar. Pahotzii Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Keep the mun to show future generations. Says Rashi. Based on Psukim and Yirmiyo. Bimei Yirmiyo, Kshaya Yirmiyo Mochicham. Lama Einatem Oskim Batorah. Veim Omrim. Naniach Melachteinu V'Naasok Batorah. Mehechem Nisparnes. How can we set aside for learning? How can we set aside time for learning Torah? Heutzilat tzitzenes haman va'amar lahem atem re'u dvar Hashem shimu lo ne'amar ela re'u. Doesn't say listen, but see, look at. Bazet nisparnesu avoseichem har beishluchen yeshlo lamakom lahachin mazon li'reav. Right, and that's Rashi in Parshas Beshalach. Right, that this man was put away in order to show future generations that Hashem can be Mefarnes Klal Yisrael. That's why the man was put away. The Makkah was put away, right? Aaron HaKohen, to show that he has the eternal connection. The Argaz was put away. The box, to show also that the Hashem takes care of us against the Plishtim. Rav Salvechik develops the idea that it had to be that the Aron was put away in the spot that it was put away. Right? Right under the Kodesh Kodashim. Because, as Rav Salvechik explains, the whole source of the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore of Harabayis, and therefore of Yerushalayim, flows from the Aron. If there's no Aron, there's no Kedusha. And therefore, what are you going to talk about Bayis Sheni? How could that be a Bayis Sheni if there was no Aron? The answer is there was an Aron. It was just underneath. It wasn't in the Kodesh Kodashim. But it was underneath, and that itself allowed for the Kedusha to expand. Right, Rav Salvechik writes, this is one of the Misora journals, Choveres Tezayin. Tezayin. So he quotes there, V'bayisheni, shlo haya aron, v'yavapikin lo bala avodas hamikdash, l'chora raya de'ein aron ma'akev, amnam harambam beis abchira perak dalid shekasav, u'be'esha bana shlomo es abayis, v'yada shesofo licharev, bana makom lignos ba'ar lamata, shlomo melech ready for soy, was it going to be eternal? And therefore he built an underground cavity to put the aron in, v'matmonios amukos v'akalkalos v'yoshio amelech, Tziva v'ganzo b'makam shabana shlomo. V'nire, says Rav Salvechik, t'makam shabana shlomo shenignaz bo ha'aron yeishlo din kedushas kadshe ha'kadshim. Shekach kitshu shlomo mitchila. Shlomo gave the underground passageways under the Kodesh Kadashim kedushas kadshe kadshe, Kodesh Kadashim. Ulefiz enire, t'be'emes aron ma'akev ba'avoda. Rak b'mashe nignaz b'migdash, mahani d'nechshav sheish aron b'migdash. That in the Bayis Sheni, the Hazah was where the Aron used to be. What are they doing? The answer is it still has Kedushas Aron, right? Even though the Aron is not there. The Rambam, by the way, does not quote that the Argaz was in the Kodesh Kodashim. A little difficult, this is a Mefarish Gemara. The Rambam quotes all the other items, but it does not quote the box that the Plishtim send back. So that's the, it's a mystery. Anyway, Rav Salvechik also developed the idea, based on this, Rav Schechter has this in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Yud Beis, that maybe, because we know Beis HaKnesses is a microcosm Beis HaMikdash, based on the Pasuk in Yechezkel, so maybe the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses flows from the Sifrei Torah and the Aron that they're housed in. And if there is a shul without a Sefer Torah, maybe it does not have full Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. It has any makom tefillah has some kedusha. Remember the Gemara Megillah, the Mishnah Megillah, the street, the Rechov Shalir. Right, there's no real aron there, except once in a while when it's brought out. But if it has some level of status, Rechov Shalir, so you see there's something. But full kedusha is based on Knesset is only when there is a Torah and the aron and the Torah radiating out its kedusha. The kedusha of tashmishe kedusha that it represents, that it is, that's what creates the kedusha. Ba'od, and that's what he says. V'heyo shebeis haknesses geder kedusha so v'chinas mikdash ma'at beis haknesses be'ino sheishama aron im sefer Torah. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tefila, ubonim bo heichal sheminichin bo sefer Torah ubeis haknesses she'ein bo aron im sefer Torah e efsha she'il lo kedushas beis haknesses. Rav Salvechik suggested because it follows the beis hamikdash, follows the beis hamikdash. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan, Keitzan Moshchein Esas Malachim. How did the Mashiach take place? Again, as we mentioned, now we have some, the third parak of Harios is not, the first two are about Karbanos, the Karban Paralam Dav Shal Tzibur was the first, second parak was about the par of the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, and now this third parak spoke about the Kohen Gadol, how he become a Kohen Gadol, and now we get into all these fascinating inyanim about Mashiach and other topics. So Keitzan Moshchein Esas Malachim, how were kings anointed? Kemin Nezer. First opinion? Says, or the kings, it was like a crown. Like you put a circle on their head with the oil. Kimin Nezer. Vesa Kohanim, but a Kohen Gadol Kimin Ki. What does it mean? Min kimin ki, some type of letter. My kimin ki, Amar Manashia Bargada kimin kaf yavani, a Greek kaf. So what does that mean? So various different pshatim given by the Mefarshim. Does it look like a kaf? Does it look like a tes? The Rashi also has a ches with one of the legs being longer than the other one. All different opinions exactly how it went. It went from the eyelashes back on his head and made a turn and came back. Right, different pshat than what exactly the form was. Tani Chad, the one Brisa says, "B'tchilei motzken shemen al rosho v'acharkach nosen lo shemen merisei einav." One says, first there was more of a pouring some oil, a yitzika, and then there was an asina, and then there was a dipping. And putting ones out and wiping. First there was a pouring and then there was a nesina. V'tanya chrisi, the opposite. B'tchilo nosim lo shemen b'risa enav. V'yacharkach motzkim lo shemen al rosho. Right, machlokas. What happened? Tanoihi, machlokas tanoim. Ika tamri meshicha adifa. Some say the meshicha, the itself smearing is adif, and that's why that goes first. Vika da amri yitzika. And some say that yitzika is more fundamental and important and defining, and that's why the yitzika goes first, just the pouring from the bottle. And again, this gets into what is the symbol of each one. My time adama yitzika adifa. Where do you see that yitzika just pouring is adif? Tichsiv. Because look at Kohanim. Vayitzok mishemen mishcha al rosh Aaron vayimshach oso lekadsho. You see in the pasuk, Yitzika comes before Meshicha. And therefore you see Yitzika, the pouring is more crucial. Uman to Amar Meshicha Adiva, my timer, what about the one that says Meshicha is Adif? Ksavar, shekenet hamotzei etzal kli shareis. By the vessels in the Mishkan, all you had was Meshicha. You didn't have Yitzika. So you see Meshicha is Adif. Because when you only have one, you have Meshicha. V'yaksiv v'yitzok u'basof v'yimshach. So what does it do with the pasuk? The previous pasuk, where Yitzika comes first. Hachi ka'amar mai tam v'yitzok mishum d'vayimshach. Why is Yitzika being done? Because you have already done Meshicha. Good. Peri Tanu Rabbanan. The following Gemara is discussed at length by many Mefarshim in Parshas Shmos. Parsha Shmos, where Moshe Rabbeinu is worried that his brother is going to be jealous of him, and he comes back, and the pasuk says, Baruch HaVeSamach B'Libo, and it says that Aaron HaKohen is ecstatic and very happy, and he's not jealous at all. So the relationship between Moshe and Aaron is discussed there, the relationship between them. And this Gemara, which is also, I think, found in the Medrash, is quoted by many Mefarshim there, discussing the relationship between them. But fascinating Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Keshemen Atov V'Gomer Yored Al Zakan, Zakan Aharon. Like the good oil going flowing down the beard of Aaron HaKohen. Right, and he was anointed. There were two, when Moshe Rabbeinu anointed him, two drops of oil never left Aaron HaKohen's beard. Whenever you saw Aaron HaKohen for the 40 years in the desert, right, you would see him, and there were two drops of oil on the edge of his beard. Unbelievable. Nice. Amar Rav Papa, what did the two drops symbolize? Some of Farshim discussed it, the Marsha here. Marsha is a long Marsha here. In the Chiddush Agados, he thinks it's the two tafkidim that Aaron played the role of two Kohen Gadols. Two of the Kohen Gadols were Aaron. V'hula rameis al beiz ha-meshuchim b'kehuna, she'ha'echad hu ha-Kohen Gadol v'ha-beiz hu mashuach milchama, k'darmina l'kaman. And Aaron HaKohen played both of those roles, but it was for going to be for his descendants, both of them, and therefore that was the two droplets that were on his beard, the two tafkidim of the future Kohanim Gedolim. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada says, "Nirali b'siyata d'shmaya, Baruch Hashem, nase neizel la'aron haKohen lahoyed shu nimshach al pi adibur v'lo kasher chashvu Korach va'adaso." Right, this was a raya against Korach. Right, this was to show that Hashem anointed him. V'haya neis b'shei tipos ki. Right, these were the two Edim. The two Edim, the two drops. Ki why, it wasn't coincidental that Korach was Kolik on the Kahuna. He was Ben Yitzhar. Yitzhar, as we know, Dagon Tirosh v'Yitzhar. Dagon is, Yitzhar is oil. Yitzhar is oil. Shu Shemen. Shukadesha Yilmod Mineis Shahaya b'Shemen. Korach, learn from the oil, learn from the two droplets, right? The neis that al pishnei edim yakum davar, right? And Shemin is also ramos l'chachma. Oh. And now Rav Papa continues. That's the Marsha and the Ben Yoyada. Amar Rav Papa, Tanak, Shumis Saper, Olos, V'yoshua, Slo, Be'ikir, Zakano. When Aaron was Mesaper. What does Mesaper mean? Three pshatim. What does Mesaper mean? But whenever he was Mesaper, the drops went from the edge of the hairs, it went up his beard, and went to the root of those hairs in his beard. The drops moved magically, miraculously. It moved up. Right? What does Mesaper mean? So Rashi here says whenever he talked, Shemedaber Macherim. When he talked, they moved up. The Ben Yodah, the Marsha here say, why did it have to, why? Because he was moving and it would have fallen off. What about when he was running? What about when he was jumping? Right? He did a lot of other actions. So why Dafka when he was Mesaper? So they don't like Rashi Pshat here. So they quote Rashi and Krisus. This Gemara also comes up at Krisus. Rashi and Krisus and the Rama in the Tosas Rush right here says, Mesaper means when he got a haircut. Mistaper. So when he got a haircut, that's, but what do you mean, got a haircut? Right, the Ben Yoyada says, oh, the Arizal! They're not gonna touch your beard! What do you mean when he got a tear coat in his beard? It means when the hairs that were getting in the way of his food and other hairs that were bothering him, whatever. So either way, that the Rishonim say, clearly that you're allowed to shave your beard, trim your beard a little bit. But when he trimmed the beard, they didn't want the oil, so those droplets then went to the roots of the hair. That's why they didn't come off when the beard was trimmed. That's what the Tosfos HaRash here quotes the Rama. Because the Mesaper at Zakano, Olos V'Yoshos, Bikari Zakano, V'Nidbakin V'Basar, She'en Sham Seyar, right? It went back up. Good. That's the Rama in the Tosfos HaRash. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada here quotes another pshat. Nira Libisiyat HaDeshmayim, Mesaper, Ratzal Omar, Mishamish Mitaso. V'Kamo Harbe B'Talmuda. When Aaron HaKohen was with his wife, Dekaru L'Tashvish Hamita B'Shem Mesaper, K'mo Shekasav E Meshalom Al Baila, K'shu Mesaper Yimi. Right, you see the Lashon Saginar. Sometimes when it talks about the husband and wife, it's Mesaperin Harbe B'Nimsa B'Talmud, Lashon Zeh L'Tashvish Hamita. U'Me'achar, why? K'o B'Tashvish Hamita, the husband and the wife, their faces are next to each other. That's what the way that is supposed to occur. When the husband and the wife's face are right next to each other, so the drops are going to go onto Aaron's wife, right, Elisheva, right, and therefore, right, what do you mean? She's not allowed to get benefit. It's Me'ila, Nimshach B'Shem and Amishcha. Okay, he ends off. The schus of Aaron HaKohen. But either way, that's the third shot of what Mesaper means. Two in the Rishonim, one in the Ben Yoyada. Viter, second wide line. V'yaldav rezeh haya Moshe doeg. Omer, shemachas v'shalom ma'alti b'shem anamishcha. Moshe was was nervous. Maybe he violated Me'ila. What does it mean? Different shatim. Maybe he was nervous that he touched the oil as he poured it. Maybe he was nervous that he poured a little extra on Aaron HaKohen. Yatza baskol v'yamra. This pasuk. Kashem anatov v'gomer. The pasuk from Tehillim. Ketal chermon. And the next pasuk is like the dew on chermon. Ma tal chermon ein bo Me'ila. Just like the dew on Mount Chermon. Is not subject to Me'ila. Right? It's part of the Ma'ayan, part of natural water that's Mechubar, Av Shemana Mishcha, Shebizkan Aaron, Ein Bo Me'ila. Vadain Haya Aaron Doeg. Aaron was nervous. Shema Moshe Lomo Alav Alanima Alti. Yatza Baskol V'yamra Lohine Matova Manoim Shebiz Achim Gam Yachad. Ma Moshe Lomo Al Av Achad Afata Lo Ma'alta. Right? And that's what the Israel Me'ila we've discussed in the past. Is it the root of Gzela? Is it Bizayin Hektish? Right? Not for now. Tanur Rabbanan. Other halachas, where else in Shas are laws of Mashiach going to be spoken about? So it's right here. Because we're talking about the Kohen Gadol special carbon. Kohen Gadol and the king are Mashuach. So here we go. Tana Rabbanan Moshechim Esa Malachim El Al Mayan. Kings, you look throughout, say for Malachim. Malachim are always anointed near a Ma'ayan, near a natural spring. Kedesha Timashek Malchusan. So that their Malchus, just like the Ma'ayan never runs out of water, so too their Malchus should never run out. Shenemar, V'yomer Melech David, like David Melech says at the end of his life, when Adonio is trying to usurp the throne, and Bathsheba comes and says, David, you gotta do something! So David goes and tells them, go anoint Shlomo. This is what we spoke about yesterday. He made Shlomo, and Shlomo Yarshin, the Malchus, even though David was still alive. David was still alive. So this is a Yerusha that's even Mechayim. So, Vayomer Melech David, he tells them, K'chu imachem es avdei Adonaichem v'gomer, v'ratem oso el Gichon. Take Shlomo to the Gichon, to the Mayan there, and anoint him. So you see, that's where it is done. The Meiri says here that it's also a message for the king, right, to learn from water. Right, water is always symbol of anava, right, if water flows down, and therefore, the king should always learn from the Mayim, always had an app in his Malchus. And that's why Timashik Malchusam. It's not just a magical symbol. It's that if you learn from the water, then your Malchus is going to last. Your Malchus is going to, you're going to be an Anav. That is the Meiri. Again, the Meiri here has fascinating comments, but that's what he says. He says, V'lo derech nachash chalila, el lo oruro she yisnai b'derech mayan, asher lo yikazvu meima, v'lo yisnai b'derech shayanyano, kafik b'chalim ha'over l'shaita. Okay. Amr Rabbi Ami, Hai man de boy leida imasik shate ilo. Rabbi Ami says, now we have a couple of lines that go together. If somebody wants to know if they're going to live out the year or not, nitle shraga basra yomi de ben asara roshon liyam kippurim, bevesa de lanash of zika. He should light a candle during asara yomei tshuva in a house that does not have any draft and see how it lights. Imashik nahore, if the light is strong, neida de masik shase. He should know that he'll live out his year. One. Two, uman debayla mevet beiska. If somebody's about to go into a business deal, ubayla meide imasach ilo masach, and he wants to know if he's going to be successful. Lir be tarnagol, he should take a chicken. I shamin vishvar matzlach. He should raise a chicken, and if it gets fatty and the plump, so then he'll know he'll be successful. Hi, man debayla mefek laorcha. Somebody wants to take a trip. Ubayla meide ichazer vaazil lebeise. He wants to know if he's going to come back safely. Ilo nekem ilo nekem bebeise dechavra. He should go into dehavra. He should go into a very dark house. If he sees his shadow, leida tahadar fa'asil beise, he'll know he'll come back. So in all these, v'lav milsehi, dil machol shadaiti mitzra mazle. The Gemara says you shouldn't do it. Maybe you'll get depressed, and then your mazel will be even worse because your mazel is part of seems to be go by your mood, and therefore the more positive you are, the better it is. The Mefarshim discuss: is this only by the last one, by the bua de bua, or is this by all three? Either way, this is the Gemara, one more line, and then we'll discuss it. Amar Abaya, right, famous. This is also quoted in Croesus. Hashad Amar Simanim Milsehi. Now that we see that Simanim like this are something that you should do, La Olam Yeragel Amechse Bereshasa, on Rosh Hashanah you should have Simanim. Right, an ancient minhag, krav, rubia, karsi, vesilki, vetamri, right, all of these yihiratzons that we say, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Rosh Hashanah, gourd, fenugreek, leek, beets, dates, all of them are used for suuda on Rosh Hashanah. As we know, in Tavkuf Pei Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes all the special yihiratzons and all the foods. And by the way, you're allowed to say the yihiratzons, as we point out, even if you don't have the food, it's okay, right? But the Shulchan Aruch says, Yei Adam Ragil Le'echol B'Rosh Hashanah. All of these. Ukshe Yochal Yomar Yihiratzon Jehir B'Zuchu Yaseinu Karsi Yikarsu Soneinu Tamri Silka Kra. Right, the Gemara here does not quote the apple, but it quotes all of the others, right? You should make the bracha and eat, and then say the Yihiratzon, right? That's what the poskim say. Or say the Yihiratzon before the bracha. But either way, don't say the Yihiratzon after the bracha before you eat. And the Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Shla, Yis'orer Adam B'tshuva, Kashiyomer Yihiratzon, V'yispala Al Zeh B'Lev Shalem. It's a tefillah that we say. The Mefarshim here wonder, mostly in the Achronim, and that is this Nichush, all these things? Right? Why aren't all of these a problem of Nichush? Right? We're going to learn in Maseches Chulin all that the Isser of Nichush about, you know, looking into the future. There's so many Averis that are connected to this. You have Chover Chaver and Ov and Yidoni and Nichush. And so why aren't all of these Nichush? Right? The same question is asked by the Rishonim. The Rishonim ask it by Eliezer Eved Avraham and Yonasan Ben Shaul, how they acted based on omens. Right? So why here? Why here? It seems to be like it's an omen. The Marsha says, it's interesting. He doesn't think it's Nichush. You know why? Look at each one. Each one only says the Tzad Tov, not the Tzad Ra. He said, each one is, if you take a chicken and it grows fat, then great. He doesn't say, if it doesn't grow fat, then it's not great. He doesn't say, if you don't see your double shadow, then it's not. So it's, if it's only Tzad Tov, the Marsha says that it's not Nichush. Why? So Marsha says, again, philosophical note, all Tov comes from Hashem. Anything negative does not. What does that mean? Doesn't your Mio say in Echa, Mipi Elyon Lotetzi Aros Vatov? right? Doesn't everything come from Hashem? But either way, the Marsha says, if you focus on the Tov, so then that is not going to be Nichush. On the Ra, right, he says, everything can be changed. Right, like a Navi Sheker is not a Navi Sheker if he says something bad is going to happen and it becomes good because maybe Bnei Yisrael did tshuva. But either way, that's the Marsha. The Karen Ora doesn't like the Marsha. He has a different shot. The Meiri says here, they seem to say that, you know, it is a problem. It is a problem. And that's the last line. Lav Milsahi. Right? You shouldn't do it. Says the Meiri. Harbi dvarim hutru lefamim shehem domim lenichush velo miderach nichush chalila ela derach simin laorer bo levavo lanahan hagatova. Certain things are just supposed to inspire you to act, but they're not nichush, like the Rosh Hashanah things. He quotes, that's just to be encourage you to daven that Hashem, hurts our enemies. What, just eating a piece of leek is going to wipe out our enemies? No. If I eat the leek and I recognize that Hashem is in charge of wiping out our enemies, that will inspire me. And that's why each one is identified with Hashem doing something. That's dafka, getting over the nichush problem. That's why we say yirasam alfanecha. So it's not just like an automatic, oh, I eat leek, this happens. I dafka say yirasam alfanecha, so I recognize, says the Meiri. Right, this Meiri should be on all the packages when they give out all the simanim on Rosh Hashanah. This Meiri should be on there. The adua, and then he quotes, shekol ze eino ela ha'arash, eina davar tali ba'mir levadarach b'tshuvo maisim tovim. Aval dvarim shenasem b'derach nachash chalila ain pikpuk b'yisuram. For sure, they're usur. And he quotes the examples of the chicken and all these other ones. And that's what he says. The Gemara says, al kulam lav milsehi klomar ein roi levtoach. Al elu ha'havalim v'asiyasam asura. Al derach shabiyarnu. V'aboteach b'ashem chesed yisov avenu. Ends off the Meiri. Okay, we continue. Again, there's so much here. These dafim are jam-packed. Okay, we do what we could do. Says the Gemara, Amar lohu rav mesharshi lebrei. Ki boisu mechal umigmari kame rabaychu. When you want to go into a Rebbe, garsu mastis avalu kame rabaychu. First learn the Mishnayis, learn the basics of the Masechta, and then go to the Shir. Right, basically, this is the source for preparing for Shir, before you go to Shir. Don't just go in and listen, because you'll be lost, and you get less out of it. No, first learn, and then you'll be able to ask better questions, Rashi says. Right, you'll be more focused and more into it. V'chiasvisu kamei, chazal pume, when you're in Shir, try to be in front of the Rebbe, to be able to see his face. V'chiv, fayuenecha, rosas marecha. V'chi garsisu, garsu anara demaya. Right, and when you learn, you shall learn by a river. T'chihechi demashchen maya, mashchen shmataychu. Right, just like the water never ends, so too your learning should never end. Again, it's just the siman ba'alma. Doesn't mean dafka. You should go to the river if that's less concentration you're able to have. The tiva akilkali de masamachsia, and it's better to sit by the garbage dumps of masamachsia, below tiva apadani de pumpadisa, rather than to sit in the palaces of pumpadisa. It means because they are more, the Marsha says they have more humility in masamachsia, so therefore the surroundings is also important. Tav gildan asarya, the masamachsia, lemechal, it's better to eat putrid fish from masamachsia more than mikutcha deramikipi, than kutach, the dip that was used, we have that in kutach habavli and psachim, than the kutach deramikipi that you can throw against rock, and it's hardened already. Basically, it's better to eat what's in masamachsia, because that's more a place where one could grow in their learning. Period. Getting back to the Meshicha. Rama Karni Belokai. Rama Karni Vlorama Pachi Chana. After she sings the song, after having Shlomo, she says, I lift up my Keren to Hashem. So what does it mean, Keren, the horn, and not the Pach, not the jug? Dovin and Shlomo Shanim Shchubu Keren, Nimshacha Malchusan. Dovin and Shlomo that were anointed with the Keren, so their Malchus was Nimshach. And that's why Dafka Chana says, Rama Karni, because her son, Shmuel, I say Shlomo, Shmuel anointed David and Shlomo, Shaul the Yehu, Shenimshachu bepach, lo nimshacha malchusan. Their malchus was not nimshach. Period. Now let's get back to the Mishnah. Mashiach Hashem and Mishnah v'chulu. Tan Rabbanan. Mashiach, Yochel Melech, Tamalomar, Kohen. You might think only the king brings these special karbanos. Tamalomar, Kohen. E Kohen, Yochel Merubah begotim. Tamalomar, Mashiach. No, it has to be the one that's Mashiach. Mashiach Yochel Mashiach Melchama. Tamalomar Vakoin Hamashiach. She'eno Mashiach Agabav. Nobody above him. Only the Kohen Gadol. My Mashmuk. Hit Amar Rava. Hayarech. Well, how do you know that from that pasuk? So just like we know by the Elsewhere, by the Gidan Asha, Kedemar Rava Hayarech Hamiyumenesh Biyarech, the Heya Yediyah means the unique Yarech, Hachanami Hamashiach Hamiyuman Shebim Mimshuchim, which means the real Kohen Gadol, that's Mashuach Hashem and Amishcha. Amar Mar Mashiach Yachol Melech, we have a Havamina that the Melech is going to bring the special Karbanos, Melech. Parhu demaisi, siru demaisi. There's a separate section in the Parshas Vayikra about the Melech that he brings a goat. So why would we think he brings the cow? No, you might have thought if he just does something wrong normally, regular shagaga, he brings a goat. Al helam davar, but if he paskins it correctly for himself, maybe yavi par kamash malan. That's why you need that limud. So the Mishnah said that the special carbon is only brought by the Mashuach b'shem and Mishcha. This is against Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Meir. Masisa de Rabbi Meir, dear Rabbi Meir, Hatanya, Meruba Begadim, Evi Para, Baal Kala Mitzvahs, dear Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the Meruba Begadim also brings the special carbon. V'lohodu lo chachamim. My time with Rabbi Meir, where does Rabbi Meir know that from? Titanya, Mashiach, Ein li Alam Shabbat Shabbat Mishcha, Meruba Begadim Inayin, Tamalomar, HaKohen, HaMashiach. HaKohen is an extra word, so that includes even the Kohen Gadol that is, becomes the Kohen Gadol through wearing the special vestments, even though he is not Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. So the Gemara says, "Mayo Kimtei Karabanan." Who did we say our Mishnah is like? That only the Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha has the status. Karabanan, Eima Seifa. But look in the next, the next part. Ein Bein Kohen HaMishamish LaKohen Sha'aver LaParsho Emekipari Emekipurim Asir Soifa. The next part of the Mishnah. What's the difference between a Kohen that is serving versus a Kohen that served? Right? These two, the power of Yom Kippur, who does the Avodah on Yom Kippur, and the Chavitin that's brought every day. Asan Rabbi Meir, that's like Rabbi Meir. And we just said the first part of the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Titanya, because the Brisa says, Irabo Psul B'Kohen Gadol V'Avar. The Kohen Gadol had a Psul, and he had to miss a day. Umina Kohen Achar Tachtav, and you put in another Kohen Gadol instead of him. Harishon Chozel Avodaso, but the first one gets his job back. V'Yasheni Kol Mitzvahs Kuna Lavdiv Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the second one still stays as a Kohen Gadol, at least in status. So that's what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said that he's generally has all the halachas of a Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yosi Omer, no. Harisha Chozel Avodaso, Vasheni Eino Roy, Lola Kohen Gadol, Lola Kohen Hedyo. Rabbi Yosi says the Kohen She'avar is in limbo. He's stuck. Why? We'll see soon. I'm Rabbi Yosi, Maisa Biyosi Ben Elam, Misi Porish, Yerba Psul B'Kohen Gadol. And the Girsa, and then they removed him. Kohen Gadol, he can't be a Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva, because he can't have two Kohen Gadols, they're just going to cause strife. Kohen Hedyo, Mishum Malam B'Kodesh Vein Moridin. Right? And we know that you can't go down. So, you see from here that the Remeir is the one that says the Kohen Gadol She'avar retains his status, so he's like the second part of the Mishnah. So, Reisha Rabban and Vesefer Rabbi Meir. So can we say the Mishnah, the two parts of the Mishnah reflect two different opinions? So the Gemara has three answers. Amar Rav Chisda in Reish Rabban of Sefer Meir. First answer is yes, in Achinami. The both lines of the Mishnah are reflecting different shitos. Rav Yosef Amar Rebbe even Asav La Liba De Tanoi. Maybe it's Rebbe Shita and he put together two different shitas. He held like A here and B here. Rava Amar Rabbi Shimoni V'Sav Like Rabbi Meir B'Chada Palag Ale B'Chada. It's really Rabbi Shimon Shita, and he partially holds like Rabbi Meir. He holds like Rabbi Meir that the Kohen Gadol She'avar retains his status, but he does not hold like Rabbi Meir in that Rabbi Meir says even Mashuach the Meruba B'Begadim brings the carbon, but he doesn't hold like that in that way. Did Tanya, as the Brisa says, by the way, we don't have time, but Malin Bakodesh is also a Shas topic. Right, it comes up by Neiris Chanukah. Right, it comes up by Reb Loza ben Azariah and Rebbe Gamliel in the Gemara in Brachas on Chavches. Right, it comes up by Talis before Tfilin. Right, Ma'alin Bakodesh. There are many different forms of Ma'alin Bakodesh. Is it a Din D'Oraisa? Is it a Din D'Rabbanan? Also a discussion in the Achronim. The Tanya, but either way, where do we see Rabbi Shimon is the one that is the author of our Mishnah? The Tanya. Dvarim Shebein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot Elu Heim. What are the differences? Par habal kol mitzvos, upar yom kippurim, vasiris ha'efa. All of these are only Kohen Gadol. Velo poreh, velo foreim. When he becomes an avel, he doesn't tear his clothing, he doesn't grow his hair long. Aval hu poreh milamata, vahedyu milamala. He does tear from the bottom. We'll see later on, but in the Mishnah, what does that mean? He tears from the bottom and the hedyu tears from top. Vein matam elikrovim, he cannot be matami for his relatives. Umusar ala basula, he has to marry a basula. The osir balmano, machzer esarotzeach. If he dies, the rotzeach goes out of Ari Miklat. Umakriv, onein, veino ochal, veino cholek. He brings karbanas as an onein, but he does not split or cholek, right? Parsha Shmini. Makriv chelek barosh venota chelek barosh. And if he wants, he could do the avoda whenever he wants and take whatever he wants. Omishamish bishmona kelim. V'chol avodas yom kippurim and ekshera elabo. And all avodas yom kippurim is only kosher with him. That is a major machlokas that we've shown him. On the first daf of the riff in Maseches Yuma, what does that line mean? Avodas yom kippurim is only kosher with him. What about the generic universal avodos done on Yom Kippur? Is that included in Avodas Yom Kippurim Ink Sheira Elabo? The Baal HaMa'or says, everything on Yom Kippur was done by the Kohen Gadol. And the Baal HaMa'or says, certain piyutim that we say in the Avoda are wrong, because they say there was a Goral, there was no Goral on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol did everything, the Baal HaMa'or says. And the Ramban says there, on the first half of Yoma, what? The whole world is wrong except for you? Right, said the Ramban to the Baal HaMa'or, come on. How can you say that? How can you knock out everybody? But that's an important machlokas. Again, a lot of lumdus there. But the first daf in Yuma, in the daf Yarif, the efshar. I'll just read the line of the Ramban. The efshar sheyitu kara boseinu va'avoseinu ulabala marazel avado nitna chachma ve'in lazaramito. You know, I don't accept that. So that's a major machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban. And now that we've shown him what exactly that means. Okay, we continue. Upater al Tumas Mikdash Makadashov. And as we learned earlier, the Kohen Gadol is pater for Tumas Mikdash, special limud. Vakula noagin b'merubah v'gadim. And it all applies to merubah v'gadim chutz mipar ha-mevi al-kala mitzvahs. Right, that's what you see. Reb Shimon does not hold like Rabbi Meir regarding that. Vikulam noagin b'mashuach sha'avar. And all of them apply to the Kohen Gadol sha'avar. So you see, he holds like the second part of the Mishnah. Chutz par yom kippur masir yosu eifa. Vikulam ein noagin b'mashuach melchama. Chutz mehidram amur b'parsha. And the mashuach melchama also only has the five halachas that are quoted in the following, in the parsha, that apply to him also. Lo pareva, lo farim. He doesn't rip. He doesn't grow his hair long. Le'imitami lekrovim. Umuzer ala basula ba'asir ba'amana. Umachzer zarotzeach. Either way, this whole brisa tells us that Rabbi Shimon is the author of our Mishnah, because he's the one that says that the par helam davar is only by Mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha, and he also says that the Kohen Gadol Sha'avar has the same halachas as the Kohen Gadol, generally. So that's how you see Rabbi Shimon is the author. V'hai mimaydi Rabbi Shimoni, but how do you know this brisa is Rabbi Shimon? Amar of Papa, Man Shamas, Lay Damar of Pater, Al Tumas Biklash Vakadashav. Well, who did we have earlier that has the limud that the Kohen Gadol is Pater on Tumas? Mikdash Rabbi Shimon. Fine. Chus Behedar Amar Baparsha, Minan Emili. How do we know? Just one other. The Rav Soloveitchik felt that the Melech is a Chaloshem in the Gavra, and not just a Kohen Gadol. And his proof was that the Mashuach, even after he was Kohen Sha'avar, he retains his status. Where does he retain his status from? It must be because he was anointed. So a Melech is also anointed. And a Melech has special status also. I don't have time to go into all the rayas, but in the Rishima Shirim and Shvuas, on page Lamed Zayin, he has a number of rayas. He quotes from his grandfather, Reb Chaim, right, that he has Kedusha Saguf. The Melech, the Nimshah B'Shem and the Mishcha, he has a Kedusha Saguf for certain halachos. It's a Chaloshem Begavra. Chaloshem, and he says that's at the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Shloshe Ksarim Nechtru Yisrael. Each Keser is a status in the Gavra. Kahuna, Malchus, and even Torah. Torah is a status in the Gavra. Okay. Minon Emili Tatan Rabbanon. Kohen Gadol Me'achav Zeh Kohen Gadol. So this is the Braisa. How do we know that the five things apply to the Mashuach Melchama? Asher Yitzak Al Rosho Shem and Amishcha Zeh Mashuach Melchama. Umile Es Yado Loboshes Abagadim Zeh Meruba Begadim. Al Kulanu Omer. So this pasuk includes all these Kohanim Gedolim. So, and it says about all of them. Rosho Lo Yifro Begadav Lo Yifro. Yachol Nafshos Meisol Yavo. Yachol Yeh Kulan Makriven Onanim. Tamalomar Kinezeh Shem Mishchas Elokav Alav. A love of all chaveiro. So they were all included in the earlier, but not this halacha. V'yachad shechelko akasav yachol lo yehe mitzuva ala b'sula. Once he's different, maybe he doesn't have to marry a b'sula. Tamalomar v'hu. No, v'hu includes all of them. Kit tanoim, this issue is really machlokas tanoim. V'hu isha b'sula yikach. Achad shechelko akasav riba. Even though the Torah, after the Torah, differentiates him, it includes him with the word v'hu. Div Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein li ela sha'avar machmas kiryo. When is this only by a Kohen Gadol who had to be removed based on a tumah? Machmas mumim minayin. How do you know if he had a mum? He also returns. Tamalam v'hu. Fine. Boy, minay Rav Amir of Nachman v'shiach shenitztara ma'u ba'almana. A Kohen Gadol that had to stop being a Kohen Gadol because he got sara'as. Can he marry an almana? Meaning that the Taz Rashi here discusses, you know, he's not allowed to have Tashrish anime when he has Saras. Right? So what's the whole Shaila? Okay, he talks about it, maybe b'di'evet. But Ma'al Ba'almana, does he retain the status of Kohen Gadol? Mitcha Dachi or Mifter Pater, like we had earlier. Remember what that means. Either is it a permanent nidche or just a temporary? Lo avi biyade. Zimna ave yasev, he didn't know. Zimna ave yasev, Rav Papa v'kami boile. Rav Papa asked this. Amar lehuna, breder of Nachal, Rav Papa, Tanina. We have a brisa. Ein li elish aver machmas keruyo. Aver machmas mumin minay. Tamal lomar huvahu. The brisa says that even machmas mumin retains the status. So tsaras is a mum. So kam nashke bereshe, he gave him a kiss. V'yavle bartein, he gave him his daughter. Right, he says, that was a great one here. Let me set you up. Period. Vayter, next Mishnah. Kohen Gadol. So when we're talking about what the Kohen Gadol does, how he tears when he is an Avel. Pari milamata vahedyo milamala. Kohen Gadol tears from below and a hedyot from above. The Rishonim discuss whether this is a true kiyum of tearing or this is, Rashi says, it's just a, Rashi elsewhere says in Moikatan, it's just a simon of Agmas Nefesh. It's not a real tear because it doesn't fulfill the regular halachas of tearing. But a Kohen Gadol from the below and the hedyot from above. Kohen Gadol makriv onein velo ochel. A Kohen Gadol could be makriv onein, but he does not eat. V'hedyot lo makriv velo ochel. But a hedyot is totally mufka from the avoda. Amarav. So what does this mean, milamata? Amarav, lamata, lamata, mamish, lamala, lamala, mamish. Rav says lamata means all the way at the bottom of his beged. And labav means the normal place. Ushmuel amar lamata, lamata, mikame safa. Shmuel says it just means below the hemline. There was a hemline by the neck, so you cannot cut the edge of that. You go under it. You make a little hole, and then you cut under, but it's still up above. Lumala mala mikami safa. Zev zev safar. No, they're both around the neck. One is the normal place by the neck. You cut from the collar down, and others you leave that intact. Meisve, is this really allowed? The Brisa says, I'll call a meisim kulan ratza mavdol kami safa shalo, ratza ina mavdol kami safa shalo. By any meis, you could either cut it from the top or not. Al aviv al imo mavdil. But for a parent, you have to cut it from the top, cut the hemline. So kiva de ba'alma havi kara. So you see, by most non-parents, you don't have to cut the hem. So you see, it's a real kriya. So kari kan begadavol yifrom. So how could the Kohen Gadol do it? According to Shmuel, he's not allowed to do real kriya. So according to, if it's right underneath, it is a real kriya by non-parents. Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Spirale. Shmuel says it's not a real kriya. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. To Amar kol keresh yinamavdol safesh shalo eino ala keresh al tiflus. It's just a foolish tearing. And therefore, it's l'shitaso. When we yisle the Rabbi Yehuda kriya b'kohen gadol. One second, but does Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Kohen Gadol tears at all? V'atanya, ilu ne'mar rosh lo yifra, uvege lo yifra. If it would have said the singular, ha'yisi omer b'rosh uvege shal sota kazim adaber. It's only talking about a specific context like sota. Tamal omer, es rosh lo yifra, v'gadol lo yifrom, she'enu b'friu prima kol iker. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Kohen doesn't do any type of tearing. So what do you mean? Tears from below. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eino Parim Kedarach Shabnei Adam Parimim, Elohu Milamata V'Hedyo Milamala. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, he just does it differently. So Gemara says, Shmuel, Sarva like Rabbi Yehuda Bechada, Upalega Lebechada. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the tearing is not a tearing if it's below. But he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the Kohen Gadol never tears. Right? And therefore, it's split. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah Kalatadir. Again, there's so much here. These last Mishnahs and Harias are jam-packed. Again, the next three daf will be put up from the last cycle. And again, Baruch Hashem, we are towards the end and starting Seder Kachim, a whole new world. And it's a world that we have to, study and focus on and Baruch Hashem get ready for Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here.